What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even, the number one betting show on planet Earth and quite legitimately in this country. Brought to you by our good friends at Neds. We love them. We make love to them week after week after week, and they make love to us back. It's a really nice, consensual lovemaking relationship that we have with Neds. Now, all our bets every week, not that you'd want to follow a lot of them, but you could on our profiles tab on the Neds app. You can also find us in the Neds group where we all share bets, yourselves included. Anyway, shout out to Neds. We're back for round six, is it?
Yep.
Round six this week of rugby league. And we're all hot and horny and ready to go. Edward, Guru, Sebo, Rando, Tobler, Willie, fucking the white mamba in the corner there. How are we all doing?
Fucking terrific, mate. It's cooler, which means it's full-blown rugby league season. We've said farewell to daylight savings, and now we enter the realm of HD light. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more excited. I checked the forecast just this morning, Tom, and saw nothing but low 20s, which got my penis erect.
Yeah, dude.
Because I'm over 30 plus. I've had enough of it.
Is it low 20s?
Low 20s, bro. Fuck yeah. Friday's going to be fucking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Just quietly.
Hacker Major. Shout out to the new hats.
Not a Look big terrific. Deal. So I'm pumped up and happy to be here.
Rue down the end there. I'll just say this, and I don't know if you guys noticed this about Rue today, but he's come in like a little bit tail between the legs.
He's so deflated,
he's
dude.
He's usually like a fucking up vibe and energy, and I'm just like, I've seen him shuffle in, and, you know, we had to take him aside, the three of us, and be like, how's Nathan doing?
Yeah, Nathan's been dead for a long time. And this season hasn't helped. I actually, putting on my bets this morning, I finished them and I looked up a cat and I said, sure. Yeah, I'm going nowhere fast.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't take long for the life to be spanked out of you. Yeah. And that's rugby league punting under the bright lights. I mean, everyone thinks it's easy. I guarantee 99.9999% of people would have gone, Roo's on now. He'll fucking carve those losers up. Mm-hmm. Now, it is early in the going, but you've shown absolutely fuck all to this point. Okay, so alarm bells are ringing.
How are you feeling about the baggy green?
Not great, obviously. I don't think there's many baggy greens out there shaking in their boots as I'm around. But it's a long season, boys, and
it
I feel like I feel like round seven, round eight, that's where we sort of the NRL finds itself.
Yeah,
and you start to get a bit of consistency. So I'm hoping against hope, potentially, that I can make a run after that.
I do agree with you, though. Even, like, just looking at betting this week, and you're like, I still don't have a fucking read on exactly. And obviously, like, evidence would suggest that I've never had a read on what the season's doing. But just generally speaking, when you're trying to work out, the lines are all terrifying. You're looking at a side where you're like, well, these guys should fucking win. But then, like, you're filled with doubt. You're riddled with doubt. Sebo, how are you?
I'm hanging on by a thread. Not from punting, just everything in life, basically. My boys got sick, so I got sick. Busiest kind of week of my, or couple weeks of my quarter coming up. Mm. Good way to enter it. But the thing that's keeping me alive is that I just got some of the best storytelling over the weekend, just jammed right in front of me. WrestleMania 40, I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
So that kind of has kept me alive and just kept me inspired, because Cody Rhodes, he finished his story.
Oh, the American Nightmare.
The American Nightmare finished his story. He went out, he left WWE, his dad never got a title. He was in the shit. But he came back. So from a punting perspective, I'm going to have to pull an American Nightmare and come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was shout out to WrestleMania just quickly. First time I watched wrestling in 20 years, and it was great.
Why didn't The Undertaker get into his regalia?
I was annoyed that he wasn't in his regalia. It was like he was dressed like an old guy.
But I think maybe...
He had hockers on.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. Maybe the last Undertaker wasn't the dead man.
No, he was.
He was the dead man.
He wasn't Hocker Undertaker.
But yeah, I don't know.
Undertaker was pretty
lame. He wasn't, you know, like old dad pushing trolley at Woolies.
Yeah. It was kind of weird seeing John Cena like run down. You can tell he's old.
Dude,
like,
his bald patch. He's sent his hair back over his bald patch. You're like, dude, you've got to just shave that shit, don't you, John?
Or colour it in.
Could do that.
But it was just a great show, really. So
saying this to Eddie and to all you wrestling fans out there, you may or may not agree with me here, but the quality of wrestling, I think, what did I say to you? The quality of wrestling is not as good anymore.
Well, you can't be as brutal, but maybe you can with the new Netflix deal coming through, but you can't be as brutal.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, the way that fight was good was because they just brought in all these old legends.
Yeah, no, but it was 10-year storytelling. Like, I was watching all the, they called wrestling marks. the wrestling fans online. And when Roman Reigns chose to hit Seth Rollins with the chair instead of Cody and gave Cody that chance, that's because Seth betrayed him 10 fucking years ago. It's like a decade-long storytelling. It's these little things that you pick up on and go, that's what makes it good. Now, I only found this out because of the fucking marks online, but it made me enjoy it more. Yeah.
You sound like you're doing pretty good, to be honest. should we... Well, Rando, how are you? You good, mate?
Yeah, as Seba was saying, busy week for me as well. Patron coming out tonight, which I'm keen for.
Now, you keep calling it Patron.
It's Patreon.
Patreon.
Patron.
Patreon. I'm trying to put my own spin on it, trying to be different. Okay. Yeah.
Well, sure.
So that's coming out tonight. And then over the weekend, spent time with Nilso, the great man. He showed me around Newcastle. Really appreciate it. Unfortunately, the weather was absolutely awful. Probably the worst I've ever seen it there.
Yeah, well, it seems to be that way. Last time we went to Newcastle. Oh, it was horrific. So what's the name of your Patreon?
Patreon is just a random stats guy. So you can just find it there. And three different tiers of membership. So one for everyone.
Fuck. Lovely. Yeah, dude. Nice. Good stuff, mate.
All right, let's get to some accountability, shall we?
Storm 34 defeat the Broncos 32. Tight. Real tight this game. This was rugby league. This was Thursday night rugby league. Mm. Really. Absolutely exquisite stuff. A lot of red on the board. The Lippy was closest. Storm 1-12. Mariner and lost a Pappy. Couldn't find a Pappy. So nothing going there. Sebo, Storm -7.5. Cobbo and Pap was the worst of the punting.
Boys, I had my first little run-in with Rando on that evening. I put all my bets in last week before the show. I sat here and he sucked Pappy's dick to the Chewy Centre and convinced me to jump on him. Yeah, so here I am. I swap my bet around and this game finishes. Pappy doesn't score. I get Eli Katoa and then I get the notification from Neds that my original bet got up. And it was just the kick in the dick I didn't need this week. Really hurt.
So what have you learned?
Don't listen to Rando.
No. You got to crunch the numbers here because when all four of you boys have the same try scorer in a multi, that's when they don't come off. See, I don't think there's ever been a try scorer that you've all mutually gotten off.
That's actually an incredible point. Yeah. We'll get to Kai Pierce-Paul a little later on.
I'm not even sorry.
Well, you should be, mate. That was fucking greedy of you. Bulldogs 30 defeat Roosters 26. Looking back on this thing and the way that I just went... I was so confident about dogs covering that line. I should have tripled this bitch, but kick out just fucked a lot of us. Well, fucked Tom and I. Mm. Well,
but Crichton as well. Crichton didn't go over, so I don't want to blame Billy Kicks.
That's
solely
true. Sebo, Teddy, Guru, Angus Crichton, nothing doing, and the Lippy was all red. But that frustrated me.
Not that it happened, but it would have been the greatest livey of all time. I think the livey was 151 for the Roosters.
Dude,
were they halftime 60
Gibb.
Bucks?
Friend of the show, Will Gibb, was going to whack 200 on fucking the Roosters to come back. And I think just to lose by like 1-10, or no, maybe like lose by 6 or less. And he was going to win 16 grand. And he just couldn't be fucked waiting on the line. So he hung up.
You're kidding. Lesson learnt, mate. Lesson learnt. Knights 30 defeat the Dragons 10 in sopping conditions. Just about as wet as I've ever seen it, I've got to be honest. Now, last week, Sebo and I noticed that Guru... Well, I was hoping he wouldn't go on Kai Pierce-Paul. I jump on him with Lomax who hits. Sebo jumps on him with Ponga who hits. Guru didn't have him. And then put him in because Frizzell was out?
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
And we'd said, and we were pretty honest about it, that if you were to hop on, you'd fuck us, and you did, and he didn't score. Mm. So just a big fuck you to Nathan.
Yeah, no, deserving. But I think you look at the Penrith Panthers over the last years, they've been the best attacking team. That's all anyone ever talks about. Defense wins comps. The best defense. So the best attack is good defense, and I went defensive here. Now, if you listen to the reel, actually, originally was going to take Dylan Lucas, who did cross, which hurt at $4.20.
And
so
did Dylan come in
there
for Frizzell?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That would have been good.
Which people also messaged me and said they thought that was the rule that I was meant to get.
That was the initial rule.
That was the old rule.
Was it you have to come in and take the person who fills in your spot, but then it was like someone else would maybe come in and fill the wing spot, and then
move around and shit. It became a bit of a nightmare.
And speaking of rules, I think... we did stuff up with allowing kick out to go into your bet as well. I noticed in the comments because there was no stat provided for kick out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get what I deserve, right? If I just had dogs plus 10.5, yeah. I'm home.
Yeah, just following up on the rule.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's a good point.
That's all it is.
No, we've got to be accountable.
I can't remember, though, and I didn't have to go check the tapes there as well because I was going to raise it, but I know how Eddie likes or doesn't like when people raise things with him. So, you know, it's like I'm a fucking battered dog.
Well, I like it when others raise it. But it's more a you thing.
You don't handle it well. But that I thought, like, if Rando just makes a statement about, like, something that would, you know, like try scorers generally, like it doesn't have to be that one player to come in.
Like. No, but he did he gave like good stats for the Bulldogs in the rain. So you can take like a result for Bulldogs, right?
Right.
But then if, you know, he didn't have like a kick out stat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, although, the right outcome happened. But if you're saying that the Dogs are going to score points, you kind of need to put try scorers in potentially. Well, you don't have to, I guess. You just take a win.
But if Dogs like the wet, you go, well, I need someone who's going to, like a back rower in the wet, short.
That's anyway. I feel like, because you're going to have to be specific. Yeah, it's got to be like specific to the stat.
Right.
Or like it could be, you know, that the Dogs are fucking potent on their left.
Yeah.
You go, okay, well, I'm going to pick a left edge player to score.
Yeah.
So I think that's all right.
Yeah, you could do that.
So no more of these, like 33% of the time they score on the left.
Okay.
Well,
because that's just math.
Well, it helps.
It does. I thought so.
Always nice when we haven't had a fucking, you know, like a show meeting on air for a while. That was like the first fucking couple of years we were working out the show at mid show.
Correct.
Let's move on.
So just wanted to make note the Lippy, and it was close again, missing a Revelawa. The Lippies going real well.
This is
this
a Lippy
year.
Season.
This
right
is a Lippy
now.
Season. So, fucking credit to you. Warriors 34 defeat the Rabbits 4. Rabbits are just the stinkiest pile of poo you've ever come across in your life.
I hate myself for not knowing that. You know,
I had Warriors -2.5 into Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. $4.33. Again, not setting the world on fire, but you just got to get in there and get a couple of wins. Mm. You got to do that, Hostie.
But that's like
two plus doesn't score a single
shock horror. And I just want to apologize to everyone who I hope none of you followed that. When you go on someone like, and I don't want Jacob Host to hear this. I full respect to the man. He's playing rugby league, and that's an achievement far greater than I. But when you start to like watch someone because you want them to score 2 rugby league tries, you start to notice certain things that maybe indicate why he hasn't been picked for higher honours. And fuck me, he just...
Probably like when I went on Sean Kepi for first try scorer.
That was...
You start to see things.
I don't know
things.
What's worse, actually. That's
you start to see things. You start to
he
see
just,
things.
Like, there was that first try. If he just supported, if he just run, it was early in the game. Like, your legs can't be that fucking fried. And if you support, then you're there. But
it's a want issue.
But
it's
again, also, not his fault. But he didn't get. He did comment saying, "Believe I did believe Hosty. Fucking believe."
It's probably the highlight of my weekend. My wife, a diehard Rabbitohs fan, watching that game, and I can't remember which moment was the nail in the coffin. But when it happened, she stood up and stormed out of the room. And the last thing she said was, "They could at least pass the ball to fucking Sean Kepi." No, to fucking Jacob Hurst. I was like, yeah. "Oh, that's unreal." That's
yeah. yeah, good. I like that. So she was on team fucking Hosty. I like that.
Seb was a white and away who's in a shit outfit. So, you know, that's unlucky for you, bruh. And Mitch Barnett does not cross for Guru. 24-18 would have been nice, bruh.
Jeez, yeah, that was...
That would have been nice.
I mean, yeah, heavily like, lifted by Barnett, who I thought was going to play on the edge, ended up playing in the front row, so that wasn't ideal.
Not ideal. Yeah. Seagulls 32 defeat the Panthers 18.
Famous win.
I'm a turbo away from immortality
Jesus
here,
Christ, I was
which would have been
the great
fucking
man.
Lovely. Manly 13+, Jackson Bolo, turbo 2+, he only scores a 1. Devastating. Mm-hmm. Lippy does get turbo and Edwards for $8.
I want to point out Guru fucking giving out tips on the about even because he did have Schneider first try score at $34. And unfortunately, as we all know, that counts for nothing outside of competition.
Really is the story of my season, isn't it? Hit a 34-1 when... One, no one gives a fuck, and two, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's good.
Did you put that up before the game?
Yeah, I've got the screenshots. Any of you motherfuckers out there that want to run at me, I've got the screenshots. Come at me.
Yeah, no, screenshots.
Anyway, that's good punting. I tell you what's bad punting. Panthers 13+, Taruva under 39.5. Red, red, red.
Yeah. Pretty proud of you guys.
Hmm?
Pretty proud afternoon for you guys. I did not see that coming.
We did.
Yeah.
See that Manly 13 plus? Yeah. That means I saw it coming.
We actually weren't that surprised. It's like it was a good win, obviously. Like, it's always good to win, but it's like, you know, it's just another win really in the season.
Oh, without Cleary and whatnot. So,
well, actually their record without Cleary is actually pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It's probably not good now.
Yeah, exactly right. And it didn't bother anyone the week before, did it?
No.
You know what exactly. I mean? It's only when Manly plays him that fucking Cleary's out and it's an issue. You know? When everyone else plays, it's like, oh, well played.
Yeah, even though they got the fucking golden boot.
So, listen, we see through the bullshit. Don't worry about that. Dolphins 26 defeat the Tigers 16.
Ricky got up there, though, that cunt. Yeah, sorry, did we say that? 8-0-1.
I did say that, yeah. Jesus. JMK lets Sebastian Rue down for the second week in a row. You like gagging on the big fella, don't you?
I thought, like, I was settling a baby at this time, and I checked my super coach, and it said JMK was on, like, 90 points, and I'm like, bang, he's fucking scored. Because he's somehow leading the thing, and the Dolphins were, like, 50 points, and then, you know, 15 minutes later, I'm just like, oh, you motherfucker.
Are you impressed that I beat Sebo? Guru, Supercoach on the weekend?
Yeah, we caught up on the scores from the weekend in Beers and Break Evens this morning.
Pumped him. Well,
Harley Smith Shields played. Your pod played from the start of the season.
Did he
play?
Was he even on my... Did I have him in the team? I don't know.
Did you get rid of him?
I don't even know if I got him, to be honest. I think I might have traded him out. But I still had Cleary in my side, which is good. So managed to get a win with Cleary.
Love that.
Not a big deal, but Olam did go over, but they called it a forward pass. It was flat at best. Whatever.
So Olam doesn't score and no one gets up in that game. Cowboys 35 defeat the Titans 22. The felt hat. He does score a try, big felty, but not three of them. I had him for two and an Anai. No. Val 2+. No. Val, no. For Guru at 235. Doubled. Oh, yeah. 235 doubled.
Oh, yes, dude.
Similar to Sebo, I looked and saw the 90 Supercoach score and thought, could just go. He's crossed.
Dude, 35 did rugby not. League points.
Oh, Jesus. I've also got to go back because Sebo did double Panthers 20+ into Deruva in the Seagulls game. That's fucking stupidity of the highest order. Just so you know, playing along at home, a unit is $10. We bet to win 5 units. That's $50. If it's double staked, it's to win 10 units. $100. If it's tripled, it's to win $150 or 15 units. Make sense? Good.
Well said, Ed.
Now... Good on you, Roo. Val Holmes, doubled. Nah. Raiders 41 defeat, Eels 8. I was, before this game started, I said to myself, this will be a fucking overs game. It's just, when you go unders. When you go unders, it's always overs.
Life's too short almost to go unders. Like, just it's is. Just, it's unders always. Is just. It's
unders always, is so hard to get. It's fucked.
It's harder than almost like.
It should be way more than fucking $1.90.
Tom, with a great bet of Blaze and Jermaine, nothing doing.
No, but a good bet, though.
That's why you got 31, 30 bucks, because it's the worst bet ever.
No. 52 plus.
The rest of us had Huddy and unders. Doesn't hit because of the unders. Lippy, Xavier Savage, Dill Brown, points total even. Weird to put that in there, bruh. Why'd you put that in there? That's going to do fuck all to the odds.
Well, yeah. That's
and it didn't hit, so that's great.
Silly.
Well done. Unit scooper. I was a Tigers away from 23 bucks. Tom had one from 5, Sebo had none from 4, Guru had 2 from 6, and the Lippy had 2 from 5. So there you go. Hot seat. There is 4 weeks to go. 4 weeks, round week 8, week 9, week 10, week 11. 4 more bets in a row for Tom to get the 1,000.
Yep.
He hits Murray Tuolangi.
Yep.
Tick, tick, tick. That was easy money.
That was easy money, Murray. And I honestly, it's pretty fucking easy from here. There's some games. You just find mismatched games.
Like, you can do it. It's doable.
It's doable, dude. It's doable.
It's definitely doable.
If I win this week, Rue out of contention. So if I hit this week, Rue fucked. And then every week, someone drops off.
No. He's still got one more chance. If you don't hit this week, then there's 3 more weeks. 1, 2, 3.
Because I've got the last week too.
So, okay, wait. So if I don't hit this week.
There's 3 more weeks. So 3 more correct bets need to go.
So if I hit this week, then he's still in.
Yeah.
And if I hit next week, he's fucked.
If you hit next week, he's still...
No. Someone's got to drop out at some point.
If you hit next week, he's fucked.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Leaderboard. I was fucking... I've kept the Lippy at bay, just. I had 1 from 9, 10 from 20 legs, so pretty good 50% clip there. Minus 1.39, the Lippy. 1 from 9. I also had a 50% leg clip. 11 from 22, minus 1.87. So stiff shit, mate. You didn't win. Tom, 0 from 9, 4 from 22 legs. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
-3.14. Guru, none from 9, 8 from 23 legs, -8.66. And Sebo, who's just, he's just gone from bad to worse. None from 9, 3 from 18 legs, and -9.06.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Rugby league, yeah. Duck. I'm back in the lead overall. Just the Lippies. Just. The Lippies are giving it to us, though. Yeah, so at least someone's putting up a fucking fight. Yeah. Tom of conserving units fame has slipped into third. So I'm -12.68.
Smart betting.
6 from 46, 13% of my bets. The Lippy, 5 from 43 bets, 11.262%, -12.85. So it's fucking tight between me and the Lippy. Tom of conservation fame.
Yeah, dude. I am
goes into third.
Conservationist.
1 from 46 bets. 2%. 26% of his legs, -27.3. Rue, also 1 from 46 bets. That's fucked up. It just is. Horrific stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Rue's got 23% of his legs, the worst of all of us. Real bad stuff, -28.45. But Sebo. Oh, Sebo. Time to go to the Mystics, bruh. 2 from 46, 30% of his legs, and -33.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. You've done a
point
couple of...
0.22.
I've done a few doubles.
Yeah, we've had... You know how many rounds of rugby league we've had? 5.
Yeah.
It's a 27-round season.
It seems... I distinctly remember...
We haven't... Like, that's like mid-season at least to get down this
way. I know.
We were way better than this last year.
This is the worst start we've had.
Yeah, it is.
And I distinctly remember once... It might have been not last season, season before. I was down in Orange, freezing cold, playing golf, going to some of the great pubs around there, having Guinnesses, and just bet hitting after bet. Like, you know what I mean? I'd got the Friday, one on the Friday, almost got 3 on the Saturday. I even put something up on the Instagram going like, I'm on fire. Like, that was like 4 in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's been 5 weeks and I got 2. Maybe there was the Mystics in the forest out at the Orange Golf Course because it is quite nice down there, but this is fucked.
like, Mystics work,
this is, this is the worst, like, overall, sure. But me, definitely, like all of us, but yeah, like 2 from 46, 1 from 40, like fucking hell.
Suck.
Yeah. Well, I suck the most, but we all suck.
Yeah, well, that's, so if you suck the most, I can still say it. There's a hierarchy of suck.
Yeah, but at least I'm having a crack. You're just concerned.
Mate, I've been having a crack. What are you talking about?
50 to 1 thing.
No, sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to have a fucking crack, brah. Sometimes you fucking go hard. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You don't just double stake dumb bets either, because then you find yourself -33 units.
I'm
after
not going to listen
rounds
to the guys in Asterix on his winning season.
Well, so, yeah. You can put whatever you want on my winning season, bah. Fucking famous season. Famous. Where are you? -33. Pathetic. Do we get into some punting then? Should we try and turn this fucking thing around? Should we do our best to turn
come
this thing
on,
around?
Come on.
Let's fucking
I'm going
go.
All right. I'm going all right, bud.
Well, you're doing better than all of us, that's for sure. And I don't enjoy that one little bit. Our first game, Knights v. the Roosters at McDonald Jones Stadium. Knights favourites $1.55, Roosters $2.55, the line 5.5, the total is 40.5. Don't know how I feel about the favouritism here. Rando, what stats you got for us?
It's going to be 31% chance of rain, but it'll be less than 1 millimetre, so mainly dry for it. I'm also sceptical about the favourites here. The Knights, first, they've never won on a Thursday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. They're 0-3.
Okay.
Secondly, the Roosters have won 12 of their last 14 games against the Knights. They've won 6 of their last 7 in Newcastle. Daniel Tupou is the man who has been scoring them. 8 tries in his last 7 games against the Knights, and he's scored in each of his last 3 Thursday night matches.
Okay. I'm going to throw down to Rue because I just want to consider what I've heard. But I do like the Roosters. Rue, what are you thinking?
Boys, I've gone Joey Manu. He's playing fullback in this game. He refuses to pass the football. So I like Joey Manu whenever he's playing fullback. Now, boys, I reckon I spent 25 minutes on my bets this morning, and I reckon 24 minutes was deciding whether I add an extra P to KP or not. some men refuse to admit they're scared of things. I'm not one of them. I'm petrified of missing a Kai Pierce-Paul ATS here. So I spent a lot of time on that. I ended up settling for just the 2 fullbacks. So Joey Manu into KP, $6.80.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. I like the Roosters. I don't like the Knights. The Knights are... there's something about as well when, and I don't know if this is vibe or whether I heard someone who actually knows what they're talking about say this, but when the Roosters have just one dominant ball player, they like whether it's just Keary or just Sam Walker, they seem to do better. Sam Walker out, Keary in, friend of the show Connor Watson in at six, Joey Manu at fullback, as Guru said, the man allergic to passing, much like the great Herbie Farmworth. I've just gone Roosters into a Manu. I was going to throw in a Tupou, then I realised it was coming from Rando and I thought better of it. 562.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't believe in either side. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not been impressed with both sides to this point. I don't even think they're that predictable, really. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen in this game result-wise. I don't think that either of them is going to blow either of them off the park. So I've gone either team less than 12 and a half. Now, Joey Manu famously doesn't pass the rugby league football and famously scores tries at fullback. So he goes in. And Bradman Best, who scored against the Roosters a couple of times, I just think that... Basically, I like him because he's got shin tats. That's the fucking reason. $13.04.
Good reason. It's as good a reason as any.
Oh, fuck. The way we're going, you got to look for anything, right?
Yeah. I've gone back to like year one punting just with a Ponga and a Tupou, a fullback and a winger. Just trying to simplify things here. And
year
just,
one. I was in year one of this or year one of school?
Year one of school, like punting school. You know yeah, what I mean? Right. I'm not trying to get anything too complicated, just two try scorers. Don't like taking from Randa because it hasn't been, well, nothing's been working, but I do like it when he backs up my original thought with Tupou. And then Ponga, he scored last week for 446. I'm not confident, but I just want to keep it simple and try build a foundation first. So, yeah, that's my bet.
Okay.
So that's the plan, build a foundation.
Yeah, a little foundation.
Risk, like risk.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get back from the bottom by just like, go on big bets, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
you want to back yourself.
Yeah, like it's I'll start conserving units when it's like minus 80. You know what I mean? And you'll see every bet $100 just so I can keep.
So you don't fall.
Like but I'm still
and just trying to unit scuba.
I'm still having a crack. So yeah, start simple.
Nice. Who's our lippy?
Brennan. Liam Brennan.
Yeah. Liam Brennan. There is a DMC bowl this week. Liam Brennan. Did help us flesh out the DMC theory.
He did. Have we found where that is? The latest one? Listen, mate.
He did send us an updated one.
He sent us an updated
he's
one.
He's got it in
his He's got it in his, bet, got it like, in his bet coming up. Okay, sweet.
Perfect.
Well, we'll wait for that. But Liam Brennan.
He's been keeping Jace legacy out. I mean, there's a few lippies in the like waiting wings, but Jace
wants to come back.
Jace is, he doesn't send anything but slips.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, I think he had a smoothie last week.
Oh, fuck. Jace legacy struggles though when the bright lights are on from memory.
He does.
Liam Brennan, a baggy green member as well, just so you know, we are in good company. Rue, you don't have one. next game.
So he's Liam Brennan. Oh, his Knights head to head, KP anytime and Kypiers pool anytime. That hits probably.
Yeah. Now that no one's
that probably him. Hits.
Knowing Liam Brennan, I would say that he's looked at that and gone a KP, then a KPP.
Yeah.
Just added a letter on each.
Yeah, yep. That's it.
Good gear.
That's a great not point. A bad point. Not a bad point.
All right, we move on in earnest. Storm Bulldogs. This has got 6 p.m. written all over it, baby. Amy Park, $1.11 for the Storm, $6.80 for the Dogs. The line, fuck this line. 18.5 rugby league points, and the total is 44.5 points. Rando.
15 and dry in Melbourne, and the stats tipped the Bulldogs last week. It's tipping the Bulldogs this week too, because Cameron Serrato is 3-0 against Craig Bellamy as a coach, and he's won all of those games on the road at Amy Park and Suncorp as well. The Bulldogs have also won 4 of their last 6 games and were the last team to conquer the Melbourne Storm in Melbourne. For try scorers, you got to tip a Storm player here. The left edge is hot for them. The right edge is shocking for the Dogs, conceding 41% of their tries. Ryan Pappenhausen and Xavier Coates have scored more tries than games played against the Dogs in that manner. They're probably nothing in value, but players to consider.
So you're saying Storm right side?
Storm left side.
Storm left side.
Dogs right side, shocking.
Okay.
So Katoa's on Storm's right, isn't he?
Mm. Correct.
Fuck it. I'm gonna ignore Rando.
Right second row has scored the most tries against the Dogs this season.
I would say this, Rando. If you sit here and suck off the Dogs, you should have a Dogs try scorer. Because if you're going, if you're giving all these stats for the Dogs, and then you're like, but you got to get on the Storm's try scorers, it just confuses me.
I'm just trying to boost value for you. Like,
also,
trying to
take
boost
the Dogs line with the
take
Storms.
The Dogs
you
line.
You don't tell him what to do, right?
Like, I'm saying you've confused me, and that's why I'm not following him. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to go Munster because the kid's back and he's ready to rip, and Katoa because he scored two last week. Simple as that. That's as simple as that. 8:37.
I'm with you, Eddie. I've got the same bet. Not just because Katoa scored, but just the way he scored.
Oh, he's a handful. He's a handful.
The space that Hughes is putting him in, you know what I mean? It's like, it just looked like, okay, there's a combo here that can score tries. It's not just pass it to this guy and hope for the best. Like, something's going on there that means tries. I'm following you on Katoa. I don't even know if I've been on him before. Very excited.
I am just going to get rid of kick out and put in Pappy and fucking be done with it. I don't know why. I've got Munster in there.
Can you take Kikau out? I don't think you can.
Well, I can because he said
Pappy. No, but he has no stats to say that Kikau.
It doesn't matter.
Trouble.
I'm changing my try score his fucking thing, which is about Pappenhausen. So instead of having Kikau, I'm putting him.
Yeah, you can change it to Pap because it was Pap, but he couldn't change it to a to non-mentioned.
Exactly. He mentioned Pappy. Nice try, though, buddy. that is going to be 507 now. Munster Pappy.
Good call, Tommy. I think there's a good chance Kikau doesn't play in this one. I think there's going to be a lot of changes for Canterbury on game day. They had a lot of injuries last week, and I'm not sure how they've all been named. So keep an eye on that. I mean, careful with punting on Dogs players. Not that you probably would in this game anyway. But I've gone for Grant, Meaney, Pappy. I think Harry Grant's due. Nick Meaney, left centre for the Melbourne Storm. Like Rando starts and Pappy, surely fucking soon, right? Has to.
Yeah. Well, he scored. He's been scoring.
Just for me,
last week. No, yeah.
Just not last week.
Also,
I've had him this year bang for me.
Meaney just re-signed, and he's up against his old club. So there's something.
I don't hate that bet. Grant will let you down, but otherwise it's pretty good.
For 12-13, it doesn't get me all the way stiff. But, I mean, you'd expect...
There's blood in it?
Yeah, there's probably some blood in there, but not a whole lot. It's probably not keeping up a towel, you know?
Yep. Lippy, Dogs 30+, that's an alternative line. And Tyrone Wishart, who does score... any time at 782. Scored last week, scored for me in that Newcastle game. He scores.
Shout out to the Wisharts. Next up, Broncos v. The Fish. Suncorp Stadium, $1.33 the Broncos, $3.30 the Fish. 9.5 is the line and 45.5 is the total points. Corbett.
21 degrees and dry in Brisbane. Now, the Finns, they've covered the line in 4 of their 5 night games against Queensland teams, and both games between these two teams were 1-12 last year. So that minus at +9.5 for the Dolphins looks juicy. You can double your money on Jesse Arthurs this weekend. He has scored in his last 4 games. The right winger, where he will be moved to with Corey Oates coming on the left, has scored in 4 of Brisbane's 5 games as well. Dolphins concede 60% of their tries on their left defensive side, which means the right side is the hot spot for attackers.
Okay.
I'll take that. I had Arthurs already. I like that Rando's followed it up with stats. I swear the Broncos wingers, like both of them are scoring every week. I might be wrong on that, but I swear it's happening. And then Walsh, how can you keep him out? 488. Again, keeping it simple. But surely Arthurs scores. Then it's just really a Walsh.
Edward?
Lines, I couldn't quite get my head around. Broncos were too short. Margins wigged me out. So I've just gone for just 2 elite guys that score tries on the park. Reece Walsh, I mean, the kid's a freak. You've got no fucking Adam Reynolds. So I think he steps up, delivers. They're at Suncorp, so he likes to put on a bit of a show, but in a good way, Reece Walsh. And then Hammer, who's just a fucking beast. And when he pins the ears back and has a crack, very hard to stop. $5.99 for the two of them. Just keeping it real simple. Couple of ones.
Guru?
I agree with what Eddie said about Reece Walsh. Superstar returning in this game up there at Suncorp. No Adam Reynolds. I think it'll all run through Reece Walsh. I'm going to take him to score 2 tries here, boys. $6.80. I think there's good value there in Reece Walsh. Makes a statement upon his return.
Yep. This is a bold one for me. The odds aren't even really reflective of the boldness of the bet.
Not in any way, shape.
No. Not in any way, shape, or form. Now, -9.5 for the Broncos, just to start. Now, everyone's like, oh, the fucking Dolphins are top of the table. Like, they've played absolute shit sides all year, no disrespect. And they got fucked near to death by the Cowboys early in the season. I'm not saying they're a bad side, but it's like, it's a misleading position on the ladder that they currently stand. Like, you know, you see teams that are like top of the ladder this early, you're like, yeah, righto, bruh. Like, yeah,
it's just good. Like a horse race.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always the same
You've
story.
Fucking gone out of the block super hard and no one gives a fuck yet. You aren't even near the bloody bend. Anyway, so I don't mind 9.5. Now, Stags 2+. I have had I've got the greatest Stags bet of all time, right? That's obviously on the public record. Usually you need to have someone come and help you when you're trying to wrangle a Stags. And I looked at it and there was no one. And so what I really thought was I'm bringing a lion with me. Now I'm going out hunting by myself and I'm just going to leave. It's like when you go cave diving, you got a rope behind you to find your way out. That's my line. It's my safety line. Stags running at Tessie New, I believe. If I'm wrong, then I'm fucked, but I'm pretty sure he is. Tessie New, not that good. Back in the side after being not in the side. So I'm just seeing Stags running over the top of Tessie New. Broncos getting the job done, -9.5, getting 14.56. Awful odds.
Yeah, awful bad odds. Well, but explained, horrible odds.
But it's a storyline bet for me here.
Yeah. But is it a safety line if it's -9.5? Because you need that. You need.
Well, it's not a safety line. It's a line. Dude, cave diving, a line sometimes disappears on you and you're fucking dying.
But I think
it's
more that you're not using a scope on your gun, like, because you're going 2+ using those old shotguns with two.
I'm trying to kill him with a knife. Who knows? I'm out by myself. If something goes wrong, I'm fucked.
14, so, yeah. Unfortunately,
the odds.
You'd like to see a 2 in front of that, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you would.
The Lippy Dolphins line +9.5 Stags anytime, 587. So the Lippy going for glory here. We obviously are not partial to Liam Brennan's explanation of his Stags bet, but I will say this: it's pretty boring.
Yep.
It's a boring Stags attempt, based on what you've written.
Yeah. Well, because +9's fucking kind of cheating. Anyway, let's move on. We have got the match of the round. Warriors v. the Sea Eagles. Match of the rugby league round. Over at Go Media Stadium in New Zealand. Eddie and I, second home, half Kiwi. Not a big deal.
$1.50
for the Warriors. A disrespectful and juicy, not by rando standards. $2.60 for the Sea Eagles. 6.5 points the line. 41.5 points the total. Rando, what do you got?
It'll be very windy at Go Media Stadium, 15 degrees as well. Manly, well, they just keep proving the bookies wrong. They have a 75% win rate as the underdog. Haven't won at Go Media since 2017, though, so hopefully they can turn the tide. Interesting thing is the overs. 10 of the last 11 games between these two have gone over the points handicap. It's set at 41, which I think is pretty achievable. For try scorers, no one lines up better than Tom Trbojevic. He has scored 9 tries in 8 games v. Warriors. The right edge of the Wires has conceded 41% of their tries, and Turbo scored that way last week.
That's music to my ears, mate. Like, if the bookies are going to keep doubting the Manly Seagulls and giving me $2.60, I will keep taking it and I will keep winning. That's just ridiculous fucking behaviour. What have the Warriors done that deserves them to be $1.50 favourites? I mean, fair income.
Beat the Rabbitohs.
Give a shit, mate. Give a shit. Try beating all the big boys. Roosters, Rabbitohs when they were good, Panthers, tick, tick, tick. Manly win and win well. $2.60, that's a joke. Now, Tommy Turbo, although Rando's just backed me up with stats, I saw something last week against Panthers where he's got the ball out the back of shape, to use a rugby league term, and pinned the ears back. First time I've seen that this season. What happens? Try time, baby. He's building into the season nicely. He's starting to trust his body, and I think that he scores at least a try this weekend. Good news to hear that Stubby Cooler Canicola, who plays on the left, is going to be running at a weak right-hand edge of the Warriors. Put it all together, $14.30. That gets up.
Like it, Edward. Rue, what are you doing?
Boys, I'm going to go for a Dallin or Tenny Zalesniak hat trick here with the Warriors getting close to full strength now. Chance back in. I'm sort of hoping, I'm not quite sure which side your centres will line up in without Garrick. I'm hoping we get Burbo and Tommy Talau defending with each other on the left-hand side. Do you reckon we're going to sniff there to get Burba on the left? Because they moved Cola to the right last week, I believe, didn't they?
No, I'm pretty sure he stayed right, Ben, to Burbo.
Burbo stayed on the right.
I'm yeah, because he's caught a try on that right side.
Cooler was on the left last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he was. Then Garrick went down.
Garrick went down early, didn't he?
Yeah. I just don't know. I think
Cooler scored down the left edge when he scored that no try. Yeah. And then Burbo scored an actual no try on the right edge.
Regardless, I like DWZ going up against Tommy Talau. I think that's a spot that they will target. So at home, I'm going to go a DWZ hat trick.
I hate that bet, but I do have to acknowledge, because I am a bastion of fucking truth and objectivity, our wingers don't like defending well.
They enjoy a jam.
They like to
jam.
They're at like
my old man, they love it.
Huge jam fans. Sebo, what are you doing?
Look, I think I'm getting pretty good odds for my bet. I'm staying out of results. I do think, also, circling back to WrestleMania, everyone's saying, because Roasty put out a post saying anytime Roman Reigns won, the Panthers have won, he's lost, who's the next one? I think Warriors are the Cody Rhodes of the NRL world. So just their $15 to win the premiership. Just take that as you will. But I'm staying away from results here. I'm going Tommy, DWZ and Homoli for $17.02. Look, we're all on DWZ or Tommy. It's just really Homoli there for 17 and 2. I'll take that every day of the week. I think it is going to be a lot of try scorers. I'm staying away from overs though, but yeah, that's
nice. It's not bad. I am doing a bit of a bet this week. You know, when like you're playing the pokies or your mate's playing the pokies and they fucking pound the machine and they don't get a feature.
Yep.
And then I'm sitting there waiting in the wings on in, chuck a 50 in.
I think we even had a name for this at one point.
Was it a feature bet? Was it a pokey bet?
I don't know.
Either way, I initially was going Manly 13 plus, but after hearing Rando's stats about the wind, I don't know if anyone remembers the great Joey John saying that when it's a windy game, like fucking players lose their mind a little bit and you don't know what's going to happen. So I'm going to remove the 13 plus, but take Manly for a win at 260, which is fucking way too juicy. My pokey bet.
Way too juicy.
My pokey bet is Tommy 2 plus. So that's Eddie trying to get Tommy 2 plus last week. I slide into the machine. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. $16.05. He likes scoring against him. That's a fucking good, honest rugby league bet. Mm. I just need Manly to win.
Yeah.
That happens.
It's a good bet as well, because Tommy 2 plus, he always scores one early, and then it's like, can he score
on
late?
Can he get one
where
in the rest
Walsh
of the game?
Always scores too late. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're like, can Walsh get it late? So it's like, yeah, it's a good bet.
16.05 for that. That's a good, honest rugby league bet. And what's our Lippy doing?
Lippy has got one moment. Computer's frozen.
Manly head-to-head into Olakau'atu, anytime trial scorer.
Paying?
$6.68.
There you go.
That's bad.
That'll hit.
That'll hit.
That'll fucking hit.
That'll hit. The Lippy, good season from the Lippy.
Yeah.
Good season
good
so far.
Good season. All right, let's move on. We have got Eels Cowboys Commonwealth Bank Stadium. $2.35 the Eels, $1.62 for the Cows. The line is 3.5, total points 46.5. They're dropping players, they're fucking bringing players in, the Eels. Like, they're playing like shit, but then, like, how long can they be shit for? I don't know who to trust, what to do, Rando. Is there any clarity you can provide here other than they score 33% of their tries?
It's going to be dry in Sydney for this match and the next one between the Rabbitohs and the Sharks. Now, this one makes me nervous. The Cowboys coming to power. They haven't won there since 2015. In fact, only three Cowboys in the side have won at CommBank. That is Chad, Tom McKaylee, and Sam McIntyre. Jesus. All three have losing records anyway. They have made some changes, the Eels, which does make me happy. Harper and Simonson are on the left edge. That means Felt is a lock at $2. 13 tries in 12 games against the Eels. He's scored more hat-tricks against the Eels than any other team. He's scored at least two or more in three of his last six matchups. Fuck. This is screaming a Felty Hattie.
Oh. Screaming
or
a Felty
at least
hat.
A double.
I'm going to rework some stuff.
Yeah. Screaming of, I'll tell you what, I'll go. I was going through the team list today and I saw M. Harper in the four jersey playing on the left edge, and immediately I just go, come to Papa. Right edge, back rower, right edge center, thank you very much. They'll be running at Morgan all day, and unfortunately for Morgan Harper, who I've followed closely throughout his career, given he was at the Seagulls for many years, doesn't like to handle that sort of heat. 786 for Nanai and Tom Chester. Nanai's like guaranteed. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he's not playing like a dollar.
He's a good little player, this Chester, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
3-6. 3 tries in 6 games last year, so he knows how to find the try line.
Felt hat is paying $26, just so everyone knows. I am not doing that, but I have gone a similar... I've changed my bet slightly, though. I've got Cows -3.5. I just think the Eels suck at the moment. 3.5 points is not
no
much.
Mitch.
No Mitch. They can't play without Mitch. No disrespect to Dylan Brown. Doesn't seem to be able to handle the big boy boots. So I've got Tommy Chester in there for reasons already stated, re Morgan Harper, with the greatest respect to Morgan Harper. We all remember what Sifatalik I did to you, and we'll never forget it.
I was there that night.
I'm then adding a Felt, but I'm going to Felt Dub, and that's 550.
Dub Felt.
So for that, punters and dribblers, Cows -3.5, into a Chester, into a Felt 2 or more, you're getting 21.81. Who the fuck knows?
I don't hate it. I don't hate that. I think that comes. That almost comes down to how many Felt gets, really.
It certainly comes down to how many Felt gets.
Yeah.
Chester's a lock. Cows -3.5, surely. Again, Mitch, not there.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the Eels are lucky that the Rabbitohs exist, I think, because if the Rabbitohs weren't copping all the heat for being a stinky pile of shit, it would be on the Eels. And I had Cows 13+, but with Rando Stats, I've taken that out because it says it's close and swapped in the Felt 2+ with a drinky, 1482. I think I've had Kyle Felt in every single bet of mine that the Cows have played this week, and it hasn't banged. So every week I say it's the last time, but this is officially the last time.
I'm also with you on it being the last time. Like, if they don't go to Felt when Morgan Harper's fucking there, with the greatest respect, Talakai, like, then I can't go again. Like, last week after the Hattie, I was like, I mean, it was dumb, but, like, I will never go you again. But now I'm like, I can't quit you, dude.
Yeah. He is addictive, Felt.
Fuck me, he's addictive.
He is addictive.
It's like a magic marker. I just want to keep sniffing.
Yeah. Last season we said he was, I remember someone we alluded to being a Oxycontin. Was that Kyle?
Yeah, well, it
might have been him, dude. Might have been, yeah. I think you're right. Very addictive individual. Very addictive.
Rue, what are you doing?
Isn't it wild with Morgan Harper? Like, do you reckon he showed up to Shark Park that night knowing my life's about to change forever?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so. That was the first time that I was illuminated to his defensive...
deficiencies?
Failings.
When he first started at Manly, like, he was at the Dogs. When he first came to Manly, he had, like, a fucking phenomenal year. We were like, we found one here. Then it all just changed.
That night. Yeah. He was never the same player.
And then when Manly played him at the start of the year, but you could see Manly knew. It was like, oh, there's Morgan. I remember him. Bang.
Yeah.
They just went at him.
Yeah, they did.
Has there ever been anyone who's had one game that, like, puts the ceiling on how much you're going to be paid for a player? Like, you know, in just one game?
Mate, people were saying that night that it was the greatest performance or the best half of football ever played by any player.
They were comparing Talakai to fucking Mal Meninga.
Yeah. And it's like, no, he was just running at Morgan Harper.
Pretty sure he clocked up like 180 metres in that first half as well.
He beat
crazy.
The fuck out of Morgan, that's for damn sure. Rue, what are you doing?
I'm going to go the overs in this one. I think there'll be a lot of points on that track out there, and two teams that love to concede points, love to score them. Eels, without Mitch, I just can't work out where their points are coming from. So I'm going Drinky and Murray Tolungi, 750. Do not love it.
Good on your Roo.
Poor old Roo.
Poor old Roo.
In the fight of his life.
But now you've got to show your character, mate. Yeah. Show what you're about.
Yep.
You can't just roll over.
What do you stand for?
Yeah, exactly right. Lippy, Cowboys line -3.5, Holmes anytime, 414.
Righto, next up we have got the Rabbit Turds v the Sharks at a core stadium, a shit stadium for a shit team. 320 for the Rabbitohs, $1.35 for the Sharks, 9.5 points is the line. The total, 43.5 points. Rando.
Obviously, they are without Latrell Mitchell this weekend. Souths have only Souths have only won two of their seven games without Latrell last season. Without Cook, they've lost their last two games. Without both of them, they lost to the Dogs last year. The Sharks, they love to feed on the bottom eight teams. They have won 21 of 25 games. right in the black book, right winger against Souths. They have scored in every game against him. Sione Katoa has scored in every game he has played against the Rabbitohs as well. He's paying $2.05, which is a good double your money bet.
Okay. Mm. All right, Sebo, what are you thinking?
Like, it's, I don't know how we're, the 9.5 is a line at this point, being a Bunnings fan. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? Yep. I'm not going to tip against him, but like, it's hard to justify a lot of selections. So I'm going to take some Sharks try scorers, of course, because I've just got to try get some units, Mulitalo, Nikoro. But I'm just throwing in someone who might actually give a fuck wearing the jersey, and that's Jai Gray. Now, I watched him in the trials. He looked fucking electric. Playing at fullback, probably going to be no go forward, sure, but you just got to bet on heart at this point.
And on a Jai.
And on a Jai.
With a Y.
Yeah, yeah. It's a with a Y. $20.58. Look, if we can take one fucking saving grace out of this season, it's like blooding Jai, getting a few rookies in, because it's a write-off. It's a write-off.
It's already a write-off. Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
It's a write-off.
That's a tough place to be.
That is a tough place to be.
Round six.
The Rabbits suck. They just do. They've gone fucking backwards week after week, and I'm including last year. Latrell's not there this week. They've got no halfback. They're all at fucking sea. They come up against the Sharks. Apparently, Demetrio's got to win this game to save his career. I can't see it happening. In fact, I think they get fucking pumped. I think this is where it ends. This is where they say farewell.
Really?
This is where they say goodbye.
Where you like close the eyes of someone who's
yeah,
died?
Who's died. Goodbye.
Rabbitohs season.
Fuck off to the afterlife sort of stuff. Sharks 13 plus, I'm doubling it. 230. I like it.
He's got, I mean, I was about to say he's got units to play with. He definitely doesn't because he's met negative 12, but he's got a lead on us. So it's like, you can fuck around
I've got a healthy lead on you.
That.
But I said to myself, do you like the Rabbitohs in this game? Absolutely not, I don't. I think they're going to get humped, and I think the Sharks cover 13 points.
I respect really it because that's what we all should have done last week against the Warriors.
But but Rabbitohs have been pumped multiple times this
Multiple times. Yeah. They got pumped last week. Pumped last week.
Yeah.
I just can't see how they turn it around. They don't have the fucking cattle.
Morale at an all-time low. You're just the only thing that the pumping, mate, like you, when you're bringing in some new blood, like whether they just for one game, whether they provide
Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened since, round 10 last year?
Mate, they've won 5 out of 20, I think.
They're going like a busted. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Ruru.
Yeah, I've done a bit of a backflip here. I had a big same game multi ready, but I double staked last week and I lost. And, you know, I think to myself, I've got to really stand up and show what I'm about here. So I'm going to look a double stake in the eye once again. And I'm going to go with Eddie. I'm going to go Sharks 13 plus. I think they win this one. I think they win well. I think it is good night nurse for JD at the moment. South Sydney just in all sorts. So I'm going to copy and paste the $2.30.
Wow, dude.
He's showing a bit.
No, mate, respect to
him. It's a smart
respect
bet, though.
To the man.
Like,
respect to the man. You got to fucking shit or get off the pot.
I can't do the bet, but it's a smart bet.
Yeah, I'm too stressed. It's a smart bet. I'm too stressed to do it as well. Fuck that. But much respect to you down there, Roo. I've just gone back row bet. Nick or Wilton, either side. Going to get fucking smashed in the middle and then just, you know, little fucking off to the either side, left and right. Nikora scores, Wilton scores, $10.99. Fuck the Rabbitohs.
Lippy, Cronulla anytime, Hines anytime, 5-18, not Cronulla anytime, rather Cronulla head-to-head and then Hines anytime, 5-18.
Shut up, Lamb. Now, Tigers v. the Dragons. This is where Lamb does not need to shut up. This is the DMC Bowl. Two dirty merger clubs, the only two in the NRL worth mentioning. At Campbelltown Sports Stadium, Tigers $1.78, Dragons $2.05, uninspiring odds there. Line $1.5 points and 43.5 for the total. Rando.
23 and dry at Campbelltown. Now the Tigers, they've lost their last 8 day games at Campbelltown, having not won there since 2015, whilst the Dragons, they have a 67% win rate at Campbelltown themselves. So I don't mind the upset here for the Dragons. The left edge attack for teams are banging against the Red V. Justin Olam coming up against Ben Hunt. It's just too tasty of a matchup. The left center has scored in 3 of the last 4 games against the Dragons, and Olam has scored in 3 of his last 3 games.
Might start with the Lippy because Liam Brennan of Baggy Green fame, he has in his opinion, come up with a metric that predicts the winner of a DMC match. Basically, like form, how they've gone recently, where they are on the ladder, et cetera, et cetera. He's come up with it's the flip of a coin. Heads, Tigers, and tails, Dragons. He's flipped it. It's tails, Dragons win, $2.05. Don't know if that helps anyone on the desk. I don't know if you want to.
Well, the odds are pretty much a coin flip, and that's what his things led to.
Mm.
I saw that before I put my bet on,
yeah,
and I chose Dragons 1-12 just to try squeeze some bloody like value out of this thing,
yeah,
and throw in a try score at Lomax. I absolutely love that the Tigers. It's like the water boy, like Galvin. What, he's like 18? He's played like 2 games. Without Galvin, they suck. And it's like, oh no, we suck again. Like, like with an 18-year-old kid with 3. That's the Tigers. So I'm happy I'm on Dragons. If Galvin was playing, might be a different story. Dragons 1-12, Lomax 566.
Mm. I decided to go with a bet that's going to keep me interested in this absolute fucking shit show of a game. Yeah. And the only thing I could come up with was the tension and the drama that comes with Golden Point. I've gone Golden Point, $16. I understand the odds aren't like that reflective of how hard Golden Point is to hit, but you don't lose any units for $16, and it'll keep me interested throughout. That's basically it.
Well, it'll keep you interested unless it's a blowout, in which point you will be fucking super uninterested.
In fact, I wouldn't be watching it anyway. You know
it's
what I mean?
Great point. No, this is definitely this is a slow cooker. Like, this is a slow cooker game, right? You put it on in the morning and you just come in when it's done.
Only Roo can sit through this game. Like no one else can on the planet. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Big time.
So keep me awake, bet.
Yeah.
Golden Point.
And mine's a similar thing here. It's a double ender. I am fucking all over Juzzy Olam so far this year. I'm prepared to say he did score last week, so I'm not like I'm on him until I'm not on him. You know what I mean? Moses Sully, there's still a bit of Manly in the kid, and I like that. And so I'm going Olam Sully anytime. He's looking good this year, Sully. 10.77.
I'm going to take Zach Lomax for a double here, 6.75. I'm hearing there's a good chance he could move to fullback. Before the game, if not during the game. So I really like
telling you that.
A couple of birdies.
Couple of tweets,
A couple of tweets.
You don't mind a tweet, do you?
Don't mind them. They haven't been going great this year, but we'll see how we go on this one. Lomax, 2 tries, 675.
Listen.
Beautiful.
Listen, it'll do for a game like this. What do you do to get through a game like this, Roo? Like, do you still enjoy a shit DMC bowl?
I will be having a little something on the Golden Point, I'm not going to lie, because then you're just going for the game. You got everything to cheer for.
It's a secondary screen for me. You know, if I'm watching a show, the show takes priority, and then there's a little iPad over there where it's just loud enough not to interfere with my show, but I can hear a line break.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I go, okay, what's going on?
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll have it in an earphone down really low, and then you just hear an excited commentator, and you go, oh, what was that? Yeah. But I'm actually watching anything else.
Yeah.
Literally anything else. All right, let's get back down to the last game of the round. We've got Raiders v. the Titans in Canberra. $1.33 for the Raiders, $3.35 for the Titans. Line is 9.5, total 43.5. Is there a reason they're only 3.35 that I am not aware of?
It's going to be 16 and dry, so the weather can't be a reason. What could be is the coach matchup here. Ricky Stewart has struggled against Des Hasler, only winning 24% of his matchups against him. That is his worst win percentage against a coach he has come up against on more than 10 occasions. In terms of try scorers, the Raiders' centres have a great strike rate against the Titans. Both of them have scored in each of the last 3 games against them. Huddy Young as well, on top of that, has scored in each of the last 2 games as well. So Sebi Chris, Matt Tomoko is who you're looking at there.
How do the Titans go down in Canberra? Because it's like polar opposite of locations.
Yes. And they suck. Like,
and they're not good.
They
stink.
Yeah.
I'm happy to start. I think that it is absolutely criminal that Zach Hosking is paying $4.50 any time in this game. They're playing the Titans, who suck. It's down in Canberra, and it's going to be a little bit chilly. It's going to be dry, and Zach Hoskins got that dog in him. He's fucking stood up for me multiple times, and I will not be walking past Zach Hosking $4.50 any time in the fucking street.
Mm.
No fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bet. That's a layup, mate. $4.50 for one try scorer who's a fucking dog and scores them? Stupid.
Sebo. Is he starting?
Who?
Yes.
Hosking, 4.50. Yeah. to start.
Madness. Right. Absolute I'm gonna madness.
Control C, Control V, and throw a little couple asterisks to double stake it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know, sometimes you just got to, if someone's hot, you know what I mean? You just follow their lead.
Yep.
I'm not too proud to say, just follow the lead if someone has beaten you.
Mm.
Yep.
Bro.
Love that. I'm going to go for Matty Timoko in this one to score. I'm also going to go the debutant, Chevy Stewart, at fullback. He's been carving up New South Wales Cup. I think he's a little bit raw for first grade at the moment, but Titans is a great matchup for him. So give me Chevy Timoko, and I'm going to go the Raiders 13+. Isn't it amazing? Couldn't buy 13+ last year.
No.
Now they're at millions to go 1 to 12.
I'm going to do something that I don't encourage people to do, and that's just go all in on Rando and just back the kid. I don't know why. It's just there's something about it. Sunday, it's cold, it's Canberra, the Titans are shit.
And they need
and
a win.
They, well, no, don't worry. I'm not going on the Titans.
Oh, oh thank God.
No.
I was going to say.
I'm not stupid, Eddie. I mean, I'm not genius either, but I've already got Hoskins and Timoko in there, right? That's 11:31, and that hits. But if you think it's going to be a butt-fucking down there, right? Rando also mentioned good friends, Huddy Young, and the other centre, Sebi Chris. So you put those four together, which isn't insane to happen, right? That's not wild.
So you've got Hosking, Timoko,
Sebi Chris,
yep.
Huddy Young.
Yep.
What do you reckon that's going to get you?
Probably $100.
No, that's way too much.
40.
40?
Yeah.
72-41.
Close.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So say it again. Hoskins,
Timoko, Chris. Huddy, yeah. 72-41.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty fucking good. The Titans, I don't know if I need to remind you, they fucking suck. Anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Good odds.
72-41 is ridiculous odds.
Boys, as I look over the bets, I notice I'm the only one without Zach Hosking, which scares the living shit out of me. Almost makes me want to play defense and put Hosking in.
Don't you motherfucker do that, you sack of shit.
If you add Hosking, he doesn't score. We've already learnt that.
Well, I believe Rando didn't mention him.
Yeah, I play by the rules here.
Control C, Control V.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Control C, Control V there.
Pretty coward there. I'm not going to do it.
Wow, okay.
Well done, mate.
Respect.
Well done. Lippy, Raiders head-to-head, Hosking anytime, Strange anytime, 22-70.
And that
is rugby league.
That's rugby league. We've got our unit scoopers coming up, punters and dribblers, but their Masters is on. And so we're going back for a bit of a nostalgia bet, which is a boots bet for seasons 1 and 2, punters. Basically, you pick a winner in the golf to come either first and either top 5, top 10, or top 20, but you're basically on boots. I hope that made sense.
So basically, it's one of the three. So you've got to have a winner, and then you can have top 5, top 10, or top 10, top 20.
That felt more succinct, so I hope one of those made sense to you. Masters starts Thursday night?
Late
Thursday night. So get on it if you haven't already when you're listening in here. I've got Wyndham Clark. No good reason. The name Wyndham is absurd to me, and I just saw him, and I feel like he's won something recently.
He's won one and maybe come second.
Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of form going around, and at 29, I mean, I'll fucking do that. And then I've got him T10 at 325 and top 20 at $1.91. Get after it, Windy.
I'm going to go for a bloke who's literally polar opposite to Guru next to me. Brooks Koepka loves the bright lights. Loves the bright lights. And delivers in spades when it comes to major time. So having not watched any fucking golf this year, and obviously we can't lean on the expertise of the one who shall not be named, I'm just going with a bloke that stands up and delivers. Brooks Koepka, win, top 10, top 20.
Has he won the Masters before?
No, I think his majors he came second last year.
Yeah.
And did he come second against Tiger, or was that someone else?
Tiger was 2018 or 2019.
Yeah, did he come second then? I remember him being like in the final.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But I'm also on Brookie K because I love a guy where it's like, don't even look at any of his form or what tour he's on, just it's a major. And he came second last year. He's a villain. I love a good heel, like a heel golfer, like Wyndham Clark. I can't even remember his face because he's just
don't know what he looks like.
Boring guy. I like a guy. It's just like, you look like a bit of a dickhead, but you back it up.
He's got the hot girlfriend and shit. Yeah. He's like a bully in high school.
Yeah, he is. He is. And but like Scotty Scheffler's
went well.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
You get people DMing us going, "Well, Scotty Scheffler win, 450."
Yeah, fuck
for
that.
One golfer out of 128. No, thank you. So, Brookie K, you at least get into your 20s. I'm on him.
What about you, Roo? Obviously, I know you. This is the bet you're most excited for this week.
Yeah, well, boys, you may have thought I'd know what I'm talking about here. My old man's been the head greenskeeper at Moore Park for going on 35 years now. Mm. So I've been around golf all my life and still have no fucking idea. So I'm copying, pasting Brooks Koepka, is it? I don't even know the names.
Just say copy paste, 780.
Copy and paste, sure. A bright light merchant, which
is
what I know.
Yeah.
Lippy has Brooks, Neiman, and DeChambeau all finished top 20. Susan got the memo, read what's about, but that's okay. $6.02.
I mean, I'm on Neiman as well outside of the show, but DeChambeau. Since Bryson said that Augusta's a par 67 for him because he's long off the tee, he has, like, missed every cutter.
Yeah. He's a fucking loser.
He's a goose as well. All right. That is the Masters. Let's get on to our unit scoopers, shall we?
Yes, we should.
What are you doing, Ed?
I have got Dolphins plus 9.5. I've got Dogs plus 8.5. I think that's just a lottery.
18.5.
Cowboys minus 3.5 against the Moses-less Eels. And Sharks 13 plus $15.77.
All right, Sebo.
I'm doing a bit of a hybrid rugby league and Masters. I've got 5 guys for T20. Risky, I know, but they're all kind of favourites. Rory, Hovland, Cam Smith, Brookie K and Scotty Scheff. All T20, roll that into a DWZ and a Tommy Turbo, 46.70.
Okay. I've gone Nick Meaney for the Storm, Tommy Turbo, Taulagi and Timoko. Anytime try scorers in their matches at 32.77.
Not bad.
Anytime try scorers, I've got Pappy, Walsh, Lomax. I've got the Dragons to win 1-12 over the West Tigers, and I've got the Eels-Cowboys game to go over 46.5, $44.65.
Don't hate that either.
No, I don't hate it. I do hate looking at it, but I don't hate the bet itself.
It's annoying to look at.
It's Lippy. Hard to look at.
Lippy, is this an Azarko? Azaki?
Yeah,
Azaki?
It is.
Azarko?
Azaki.
What about Azaka?
Fucking hell.
Miami, a sucker.
Knights minus 5.5. Dogs plus 18.5. Broncos minus 9.5. Manly plus 6.5. Cowboys minus 3.5. Sharks minus 9.5. Tigers minus 1.5. Raiders minus 9.5. For the payout of 167.15. Obviously, Sebo broke the system, so you can't get those big juicy odds no more.
I'm still juicy, but not as.
I think with an Azaki, I've got a bit of a theory that you need like at least 3 plus lines in there.
He's only got 2.
Rugby league throws up an upset win, let alone an upset line more often than not. You know what I mean?
It's like people are lured in by minus lines more than anything. And I don't know what the data is on minus plus lines. Maybe Rando can come in with that next week. That'd be fun to look at. But it's certainly not 2-6.
Yeah, I'd love to know how many minus or plus lines have hit just this season. You know what I mean? So like week to week, there's 8 lines.
That'd be a fun stat. I'd really enjoy
that. That'd be a fun one.
I'd really like to see that, Rando, if you could do that. You don't have to do it right now, but it'd be really fun if you did it.
Take me 5 seconds.
5 seconds?
No, probably 5 minutes.
What sort of stats have you got over
this
there?
This is for his, you know, Patreon.
This is the Patreon.
This is the Patreon.
Not the patron, the Patreon.
Patreon.
So you get the stats of the patron.
You do.
Because I'd love to know, because like an Azaki, I've been lured in by the minus lines before.
Everyone has failures.
And you're like, oh, they'll cover that. And you're like, there's a fucking upset all the time.
Especially then when they start getting big, right? Like 18.5's a lot of points.
But he's taking the plus.
I think I came up with a stat last year that I think it was a 20% hit rate if the line was minus 10 or over. There was a 20% hit rate of the team covering that line.
Oh, really? So if it's over 10, you take the pluses.
You usually take the pluses. Just what month are we at?
Do we get free subscriptions to your Patreon?
Of course, mate. You're still not going to tip anything, so may as well.
Fucking, I'm waiting for some good fucking advice. You're not just saving it all for the cunt's pain.
Yeah, we do see some pretty good stats popping up on your Instagram page. Where was that in the show?
14 out of 32 have not covered the line. So the plus is 14 out of 32 this season.
14 out of 32.
48%, which is pretty
just 43, under 50%.
43. 14 divided by 32, 43%.
Aren't they incredible with these lines? How good they are?
They are.
It's freakish.
So old mate's gone 33, so he needs another plus in there.
Yeah.
Needs and he's tipped plus. The he tipped the Dragons. The Matrix chose the Dragons, but he's gone Tigers minus 1.5.
Yep. If that's
a great that's point as well. That's a great point as well. All right, time to do the hot seat and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Jesus, these lights are bright and hot. This seat is as hot as fuck. Probably not as hot as this bet though this week. It's kind of simple, right? Like you just got to find these really obvious ones and just keep chipping it off and then chip it off again and then chip it off. What I'm doing really is like rock climbing. I'm just trying to find another little groove, another little handhold and just keep cinching me way up the mountain. Got Matt Timoko or Timoko. Apologies for the pronunciation there, Timmy. But he's going over 240-ish, which is fucking juicy anyway. And this ain't about juice. This is about just chipping. But that's a good juicy chip right there. Timoko anytime. I'll be back next week doing this again. Bet your bottom dollar. All right, punters and dribblers. Well, that's it. That's a hot seat. Timoko goes over. We know that. And I march on towards $1,000-y dudes.
Yeah. I hope you get it. I really do.
Just because it gets a lot better for you. Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys were shitting on me picking second. Shitting on, and so if he gets
that was
this,
the breadcrumb for this whole thing.
If he gets this, then second looks like it was probably the best number to pick.
Well, we'll see. We will fucking see. That's us, punters and dribblers. Thank you very much again for tuning in. Thanks to Neds. Thanks to Guru. Thanks to Eddie. Thanks to Seb. Thanks to Rando. Tobler. Willie. White Mamba. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.